ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot.
That's my focus.
All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. Matt Abrig here. Next to me, one Ryan Cook.
Hello.
We are live from Warrior Gymnasium on the campus of Weddington High School for the final game of the 2023-24 regular season with Marvin Ridge in town taking on Weddington.
Everyone's after my Skittles tonight.
Well, they've gone through a whole season with you. They've just been sitting there.
I know. Like everyone, they are not just grab as you go. Anyway.
Not self-serve?
No. No, they're my Skittles.
Conference games end tonight, regular season. Conference tournament begins next Monday. In the SEC, Sun Valley at Porter Ridge tonight. Big game because that'll be a three. If Sun Valley can pull the upset, that will give the conference to Marvin if Marvin wins tonight because they're both 6-1.
Right, right. Okay.
So that'll make things interesting. If Porter Ridge and Marvin Ridge win tonight, there is a coin flip tomorrow morning to decide who gets that number one seed in the conference tournament and a first round bye.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
If you're the number one seed, you get that bye, you will play the winner of Sun Valley Weddington on Wednesday.
This guy's looking sharp tonight, I'm telling you.
Look at you. Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. And the number two seed will be playing Cuthbertson on Tuesday night. So as a coach, do you want that? It's not a grueling schedule, but do you want that day off after you play tonight? Do you want Monday off?
Yes, I do want it off because
okay.
I feel like if – I mean, I don't
– Or Tuesday off. You'll have Tuesday. You'll have Monday and Tuesday off.
I do. I mean, I think that – yeah, I mean, there's always a risk of losing, right? You know, I think that if you're looking at boys or girls in this conference, I don't see – I would be very, very, very surprised if either one of the one or two seeds lost to anybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that's a huge risk, but I still don't want the risk of losing. I don't want the risk of injury. Not a bad thing to keep fresh, I guess, like keep playing, you know, but you're still going to get Wednesday as kind of a tune-up for
the championship,
Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yes, I want that bye pretty badly. You know
Warriors
I mean?
Coming to my section 13-10 overall and 1-6 in that conference. They're coming off a 44-40 overtime win over Monroe this past Monday night. They're led by junior wing Bailey Page, 13.2 points, 4 rebounds, 34% from 3. Freshman guard Caroline Clark, 11.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 39% from 3, a team leader. And junior wing Madison Motto at 8.5 points, 7.5 rebounds. And it is senior night tonight for Weddington, so the starters will be King, Parsons, Bergman, Motto, and Brosterhaus.
Who
had been in a boot for about a month and a half to 2 months.
I think my first comment to that was I didn't realize that Brosterhaus was back. And I actually thought she was out for the season.
But she does have a old high ankle brace on there. But Coach Welt said she's going to get, you know, sub in right away.
Yep.
Because I'm not sure if she is 100%.
I don't know. I mean, she has to be cleared. They're strict about that
right.
with high school sports. But, yeah, so cool. I mean, I thought she was out for the season, so I am glad to see her, you know, out there. But, you know, starting with that point, I guess, about senior night is, you know, you're going to hear me say this a couple of times tonight, that it's an X factor. You know, how does that X factor work? I do think I've seen it go either way multiple times. You know, it can really get the best out of a team and they come out and just play their hearts out and whatever. Or they can come out and be overamped, too emotional, and get off to a rough start. And when you always have these funky lineups, you know, you got these lineups. Are we getting, like, entertainment in front of us here? So you get these weird lineups, and then it can get you off to kind of a rocky start,
right.
too, you know.
And we've seen where Weddington has started out slow against.
Yes.
Marvin?
Yes.
And Porter Ridge? And,
yeah.
Or they started out fast against Porter Ridge and kept it close up until about halftime.
Yeah, you know, and so it's tough to say how this will be. I mean, I think that we know that we all expect Marvin to win this game. I mean, they are the leaders of the conference, but we'll see.
But they have not played. The games have been close recently.
Yeah.
With Cuthbertson.
Yeah.
With Sun Valley.
Yeah.
It's not like they're blowing teams out.
No, I agree, and I don't think there's a big talent gap to where, you know, like even in this game, you know, I'm not saying that these Weddington girls can't play with them, but you know, they're so smooth as a team as far as running their stuff and
they're long.
And yes, and there's a confidence factor as well. I think, you know, I think they believe in this game, and I don't know if the Weddington girls do or not. You know, maybe they do, but I mean, it's tough when you haven't beaten them in a while. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how senior night might factor into that.
Mavericks coming to tonight's action 19-4 overall, 6-1 in the conference, coming off a 56-52 win over Sun Valley last Friday night. So they've had a full week off of basketball, at least games. They have won three in a row, 9 of their last 10, falling to Porter Ridge back on January 30th in a close game. They're led by senior forward Ella Chapel, 15.3 points, 6 rebounds, 37% from 3. Sophomore guard Kate Schindler, 11.5 points, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 35% from 3. And then sophomore guard Kylie Lenahan at 7.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 34% from 3. And they are coached by Steve Lenahan.
Yeah, you know, and Coach has them playing, you know, great basketball again this year as far as, you know, just unselfish ball and smart ball. And, you know, as you said, they're super long. Schindler has really impressed
deep.
Me. Yeah, they are deep.
I mean, he plays 8-9.
Yeah, they go deeper than most teams, really probably any team in this county or this conference, I would say. You know, I've been really impressed with Schindler this year. I mean, I think everybody's seen that big leap that she's made. I would be amiss if I didn't mention that I was the founder and president of the Ella Chapel fan club.
You're the president. Her mom and dad are what, like, they're part of the board?
Chairwoman
of the board?
And I actually just realized about dad being
the
scorebook keeper when we were at Porter Ridge. So I was glad to meet him, you know.
Credit to him, because that is a hard thing to do when your daughter is – on the team and starting and playing.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he's not a dad that sits up here and bangs the table and screams.
Right.
I mean, he keeps his composure.
Right.
Which is hard to do.
Sure it is. Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
A minute and a half away from tonight's tip. Referee-wise, what do you think?
Oh, I was going to mention
very
that.
Very familiar. That one so that was walking in was not a rat.
That was a, I don't know what that was. Was that like a traveling salesman? I don't know what that was. But, so I recognize two of the three. Do you recognize all three?
Yes, I do recognize all three.
I don't recognize the last guy here.
I do. One or two games last year. He's a familiar face.
Now, strangely, as much as I recognize the other two, because I definitely do, I can't really remember my opinion of them. What are your initial thoughts?
I guess the best thing to say is they're not like
they
don't stand out.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing.
Usually
yes,
that's good. So I'm going to say probably a fairly good crew is my prediction.
Yeah, I would like to think so.
So
we are about a minute away from the national anthem. We'll take a break. Come back with with the tip, the starters first, then the tip, of course.
Whoa!
It is UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook. Time for the starting lineups of tonight's girls action between Marvin Ridge and Weddington. For Marvin Ridge, it'll be Lenahan, Lainey Edwards, Kelsey Robitaille, Ella Chapel, and Kate Schindler.
Yeah, you know, an experienced group at this point. You know, I mean, they weren't so much coming into the season, but at this point, I don't really think you take that into account a whole lot. These girls have all had a big role this year and kind of gotten that behind them, I guess. But as we mentioned, I mean, just a long group. When I watch them on NFHS, it's hard for me to realize who's who sometimes. So,
for Weddington. With it being senior night, it'll be Caroline King, Gabby Parsons, Ella Bergman, Mia Brosterhaus, and Madison Motto.
Yeah, and you got to be on the lookout, you know, for a slow start here because it is a weird, you know, starting lineup for senior night.
Do you burn a timeout quickly to make a change?
I probably would not do that. Me personally, like, and this is just how I did it, but, like, there were no promises, no bets on, like, how long they would stay in. I would probably be subbing, you know, a couple of them after about a minute, about a game minute. Now, to your point.
To your credit, Ryan Cook hates seniors.
I do hate
seniors.
That's what I heard. No. I didn't love senior night, though, I will say that.
No, because it does change your routine.
It changes things.
You're doing awards between the boys and the girls.
Stress,
and yes.
And add, you know, they were.
You got to dress in a jacket and coat like Coach Welch with the Air Jordan 2s.
Yeah, it added a lot of stress to my life, I thought. But it's not always about me, is it?
No, but okay, sometimes, right. You know.
Sometimes it is, or no.
Weddington will be in the home plate, trimmed in green, orange, road unis for Marvin Ridge. Motto and Schindler jumping center. Weddington right to left.
But
Marvin left to right on your internet dial.
Back to your point, I would probably have a couple people up at about the minute mark, and I wouldn't worry about burning the timeout unless it went, like, exceptionally long without a dead ball and I was getting hurt badly.
Tip in the air and one by the Mavericks into the backcourt. Lenahan with it. Skip pass near side to Robitaille. Kelsey with a few dribbles. King up on her. Man defense, it looks like,
playing
for
hard.
The Warriors.
Yeah, really pressuring.
Into the corner to Lenahan.
Good energy.
Kylie into the corner, now back with the dribble over to Chappell. Ella with it, lost it, now to Lenahan on the cut through. Back up top to reset over to Schindler. Kate with it between the circles. Left wing over to Lainey Edwards. Edwards guarded by Parsons. Back up top, Lenahan to reset. Just underway here in the first, through the lane. Into the corner, Edwards a long three, no good, rebound. Chased down by Motto. Madison wants to push. Up top to King. Caroline. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound by Lenahan. Stolen away by Motto. Up off the glass.
Oh, my.
Too strong. Puts her own back up. Oh. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It will stay. Weddington basketball.
And that's tough. Motto took two bad angles. I mean, she could have had an easy put in either way. Up there's a sub. Right at about a minute.
Bailey Page in. Brosterhaus out. First game back, she's in, like we talked about in the pregame, in a boot for a long time.
Are we guessing that means she's done?
I think so. Up top to Motto, left wing to Parsons. Cut through, lost it. Jump ball is called, it will stay. Weddington basketball. Just a minute in here in the first with King, she'll trigger it. Edwards will try to impede her vision, all the way out top to Parsons. Gabby with it. Now up top to King. Caroline with it, with a screen. Now to Page, top of the key. Left wing over to Bergman. Ella, baseline, cut off. Stop. Back up top to Motto to reset. Right side to Parsons. With a screen. The roll not there, now to Page. Left side back to King. Patience here by the Warriors. Caroline, baseline, shot, glass, no. Rebound by... Nobody goes out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington ball.
Yeah, they're doing a good job keeping it on that end. I don't know. Me personally, I've probably had about enough. It's still 0-0. I'd probably get my subs
pull back in. Page up top with it. Fake the shot. Now dribble right wing. Back to Motto. On the block to Page. Overshoots her. Stolen away by Edwards. Lainey in the front court. Right side over to Robitaille. Kelsey baseline layup. Got it. And the Mavericks go up on top 2-0.
Who was that assist from?
That was from Lainey Edwards.
Okay.
Left side up top to Parsons. Gabby with it. Bounce pass up top to Page as Poole will check in on the next dead ball. Motto, the high post. Back to Page. A three on the way for Bailey. Up and good. Warriors take the lead back 3-2.
If they get her hot shooting from three, that would be quite the spark.
5:50 to go here. Right side to Schindler. Kate with it, left-handed dribble. Now gives it off to Lenahan. Kylie, right side to Robitaille. A three for Kelsey off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Parsons. Motto saves it, over to Page. Bailey will push. Chappell up on her, though, up top to King. Back to Page, right wing, above her head. Waits for the screen from Motto. Uses it, now lost the dribble, not a Motto on the give and go. Page down the lane, lost it. Rebound by Chappell. To Edwards, to Robitaille, left wing. Kelsey with it. Back to Chappell. Ella, a three. No good. Rebound by Motto.
Of course, she has four rebounds already.
Averages just over seven boards a game at 5:10 to go in the first. Mavs down, 3-2 to the Warriors. Page with it up top through the lane. Little up, glass, oh. No. Robitaille, no call on that one. Edwards has got
like
it.
A lot of contact.
Laney, left wing over to Lenahan. Kylie baseline, cut off by Motto. Now the give back onto Schindler on the block. Edwards on the block. Laney can't go anywhere with it. Off of King, out of bounds. Maverick basketball.
I was talking to Laney Edwards' dad earlier, and he was saying she's been kind of battling shin splints a little bit.
I think she's got two, like, sleeves her calves.
I want to say this right away. A little interesting to me that we got Natalie Poole as the first sub in rather than Caroline Clark.
That's fair.
The second leading scorer. I don't know.
Schindler with it right wing. Up top to Lenahan. Finds her space. On the block to Chappell. Up, shot, glass, no. Rebound by King.
They are definitely letting him play.
Caroline will push. Right side to Poole. Skip up top to Motto. On the block to Page. Tipped away and a foul is called. It'll be on Lenahan, a push.
Yeah, they're definitely letting him play. I feel like...
It's nothing egregious, though. It's not like we're not hearing slaps and they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard some slaps?
Yeah.
King will trigger it. Now to Page. Pump fake. Drive. Down the lane. No foul.
See, I don't know.
Schindler. With the rebound. Kate across the timeline. Pull up on her. Goes for the steal. Now to kick to Robitaille. Kelsey left-handed through the legs. Back. Lenahan now over to Laney Edwards. Back up top. Schindler. Arise. Three. No. Front end. Rebound number five for Motto.
In the first quarter.
Right. We played almost 4 minutes. King with it up top. Skip over and knocked out of bounds by Schindler. It'll stay Warrior ball.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like some of these non-foul calls on both ends have affected the game, though. You know, I mean, we see 3-2.
At least down here it has. Driven three times.
Right.
No call.
I think there's a foul in there.
Bergman will trigger it. Up top to King. Edwards on her.
But again, kind of curious that we haven't seen Caroline Clark, their second leading scorer, with 3:45 to go.
Now to Page between the circles.
And here she comes.
Right wing over to Bergman. Rise, fire, three. Got it!
Wow.
6-2 Warriors.
All right, I missed that one too. Who made that pass? You know?
Bergman.
No, not the shot. That was
Bergman.
Oh,
it was Miss King.
Okay.
Chappell with the high post. Back to Schindler. In front of us. Now back to the high post. Chappell gives off. Three on the way. Robitaille. No good. Rebound by Poole. Natalie gets in front of Edwards. Drive, hang. No. Rebound by Page. Puts it back up and good.
That was a strong putback.
Timeout. Marvin Ridge. 30-second timeout with 3:01 to go here. Warriors up 8-2. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week at Demon Monkey.
So, oh, yeah. Little Demon Monkey right here. So, initially, I think the question is answered. I think Weddington didn't come out over-emotional or too, you know, I mean, they're up 8-2. They're playing well. You know, now we'll see what happens if things get settled down a little bit. You know, good timeout by Coach Lanahan. Now I think you have all the traditional starters in for Weddington. Is that going to be a good thing? I mean, I think so. But
And you've noticed... Marvin's everything. I think every shot is short.
Yeah, I don't like Marvin's shot selection right now. And he made a few subs here. Like
right,
two,
so you got Cadence Douglas, Sheridan and Douglas, and then Jenny Briggs are in, along with Schindler and Lenahan for the Mavericks. Briggs with it up top, the junior point guard, into the corner to Lenahan. Kylie with it, double teamed, on the block to Douglas, kicks it underneath. Sheridan with it, now to Schindler, along three for Kate, no good. Rebound kept alive by Lenahan. Tracks it down up top to Briggs. Back to Cadence on the block. Cadence with it. Douglas off the glass. No good. Rebound by Schindler. Schindler behind the back baseline. Lost it. Coach, you put your head down, and I'll tell you what. That's the future right there.
Yeah.
Into the corner to Poole. Natalie baseline. Skips it. Stolen away by Schindler. Kate with it across the timeline. Head up. Left-handed dribble. Left side of the court. Waits for her teammates. Back up top to Briggs. 2:15 to go here in the first.
Watch Douglas. She could do some damage while she's in here. She goes hard to her left really well.
She's the James Harden of Union County.
She really is. You got to play her left, but she's good at it.
Schindler with it into the corner. Up top to Briggs. Loose ball. Briggs got it back.
Thought that
Jenny down the lane
Thought
and
that.
Is fouled.
Go.
That'll be on pool.
I thought that there could have been a foul earlier.
The foul isn't the reach. The foul is the hand on the hip.
I think she literally pushed her there. But I would, too, if they're not calling any fouls.
Lenahan to Schindler into the corner. Kate with it on the block. Sheridan lost it on the way up. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Off of pool, it'll stay. Maverick basketball. Lenahan will trigger it. 8-2 Warriors lead here with a minute 53 to go in the first. All the way out top to Schindler. Reset for Coach Lenahan. Between the circles, pool on her. Right wing over to Cadence Douglas. Shuffled the feet, got away with it up top to Sheridan.
They did a good job playing her left there.
Now to Briggs. Briggs, dribble drive, kick into the corner to Douglas. Cadence cut off through the lane, back up top to Lenahan. Kylie now off to Sheridan. She don't care. She'll take it in, throw it over to Briggs. Jenny down the lane, off the nothing, missed everything. And it's an air ball, rebound by Motto, her sixth.
Right now I'm crediting the Weddington D.
Page up glass, no. Rebound by Lenahan. Kylie will push into the front court. Across the timeline, moving left to right. Right side over to Sheridan. Kate through the lane, lost her dribble. Back up top to Schindler. Now to Lenahan, trying to find some space. Lob it underneath, loose ball, taken away by Bergman.
Credit that D.
Under a minute to go here, Coach. 8-2 Warriors lead.
I think the difference we're seeing from last time we saw this Weddington team is they're coming out playing harder. They're playing tough and playing hard on D.
Pool with it up top. 48 seconds to go, and the pass goes out of bounds. Looking for Bergman.
Would you agree? Yes. I don't think we saw the effort and the intensity against Sun Valley when we saw them play, right?
That was a week ago.
They never came out in that one. And they've come out here. Now, that they're making some bad, offense. They're not looking great,
But defensively, they're closing off that lane, and they're not able to get through.
Defensively, way different than we saw versus Sun Valley.
Citron and Townsend in for the first time tonight for the Warriors. 40 seconds to go. Briggs with it up top.
A lot of size in right now for Marvin.
Chappell with it up top, but she's playing out on the wing.
Right.
Despite the 6-1 frame. Back up top to Schindler. Into the corner to Sheridan. Back up top to Schindler. Kate with it. Left side to Chappell. Into the corner back to Briggs. A deep three for Jenny. Got it.
Okay.
Cuts the lead to three. It's 8-5 Warriors with 20 seconds to go. And Caroline Clark. It's been a while. Townsend left wing to Bergman. Into the corner to Clark. Caroline with it. Back up top to Bergman. 7 on the clock. Do they see it?
They need to get moving.
Left side to Page. Page.
She'll get one off.
Bailey drive. Blocked by Shannard in. And that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Warriors 8. Marvin 5. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus. The bulbous walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aver, Ryan Cook, second quarter about to begin. Warriors up 8-5. A little surprised, are you, Coach?
I am a little surprised. I mean, granted, it's only a 3-point lead, but I mean, 8-5, first of all, is super low scoring. So it's kind of almost like throwing that first quarter out, but I think that's a good thing for Weddington, Hey, another surprise for you, Matt, I hadn't told you. My pops, who's listening in Naples tonight, will be here next week for the conference tournament.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Douglas with it up top. Marvin Ridge moving left to right. Spin through the lane up top to Schindler.
Again, good D.
Kate back to Briggs. Jenny with the other three. For Marvin Ridge. Douglas wants to go left. Paige not letting
really
her.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Schindler, skip pass back up to Sheridan. Kate through the lane. Now to Briggs, not good passing, so she can't get her shot off. Now to Chappell. Ella down the lane.
Oh.
No wait. Call. Yeah. Double dribble is called.
Yeah, that was weird. I'm almost like you had to call something there, and I don't know.
And it was late either way.
I don't know.
He wasn't in a good position.
I, I credit Page, Wade to Z again. I don't think it was a foul. I think they all stayed straight up and stayed their ground.
But
you know?
To me, that's where that 10-footer just pull up.
Yeah.
You know Page is going to be there.
Yeah.
Page is fouled on the cut through, trying to go baseline. Got the pass off, but the whistle blew.
I think you've really got to earn a foul right now. I don't think they're calling many.
It's going to be on Sheridan, her first.
And they've called three in the game so far.
That's the first one this quarter. Clark will trigger it all the way out top to Townsend. Left side over to Clark.
She hasn't gotten a shot off yet, right?
She has not and didn't check in until about 3 minute mark.
Yeah.
Loose ball. Page had it. Now Marvin's got it. Sheridan gets it over to Chappell. Chappell to Briggs across the timeline. Jenny Briggs with it on the top tee. Now to Chappell. Right side over to Schindler. Kate with a few dribbles on the left side. Can't get her shot off right away. Now back to Briggs on the right wing. Doing a good job on Chappell trying to post up. Townsend. Douglas from 15.
Yeah,
no good.
That's not the
Emerson
shot
with
want.
The rebound.
You don't want that shot from
Clark looks up. She's got Page on the left wing. Bailey, pump fake, baseline. Little floater, no good. Rebound by Briggs.
Not a great shot there either.
And nobody rebounding on that play right there for the Warriors. Briggs to Schindler. Kate down the lane, up glass. No, too strong.
Oh, my goodness. Offensive woes, can you say?
Citrin. Now she'll go baseline. Skip into the corner. Bergman, a long three. No good. Rebound by Sheridan. 6:10 to go here in the second.
Wow.
Warriors up 8-5.
8-5. Defensive.
Briggs across the timeline over to Chappell on the left wing. Above her head, guarded by Townsend. Now up top to Sheridan. Right wing back to Briggs. Cut through is Chappell on the block. Hearn shot. No, but she's fouled. And Ella will go to the foul line.
And that's probably on, okay, it's on Bailey Page. I was going to say that's probably on Townsend, but I think that here, my son's other fat head has arrived. That's what that one is right
okay.
there. So,
Chappell up on the first one is good.
I was going to say that I think this could be a game that really could benefit Emerson Townsend because she plays very physical and tends to get in foul trouble quickly. And if they're going to call it so loose, I mean, she could be a good weapon defensively.
She fouled out with five fouls against Cutherson in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And she didn't start.
Yeah.
8-7, Weddington with 5:45 to go here. Need to get a bucket here for the Warriors. Clark saw it, has it stripped, but got her back. Now with the dribble, left side over to Bergman. Ella with it. Wants to go baseline. She does. Blocked by Douglas. It'll stay
and,
Warrior basketball.
And I think that was clean. I do. But once again, that's a lot of times that's going to be a foul. You know, I mean, that's.
Clark will trigger it. Into the corner to Citrin. Sydney with it up top to Bergman.
Oh,
back to Clark in the corner. A three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound by Sheridan. Over to Briggs. Briggs across the timeline. Middle of the court. Back goes on the left wing over to Chappell. Now to Sheridan, Townsend, and Chappell banging a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
Back up top to Briggs, near side to Sheridan. Rise, fire, three, got it for Kate.
It's a matter of time. They're going to start hitting.
And they take the lead, 10-8. Clark, high post to Mata, who checked back in. Clark with it. Now they throw it up top. Sydney.
Oh.
Is fouled by Briggs.
That's actually a good foul, I think, because she had the C's parted there. I think you had a lefty Citrin going all the way to the basket
on
there.
On the left side. Strong side. Citrin inbounds it to Bergman up top to Clark with Schindler on her. Back to Citrin into the corner. She'll drive through the lane, give it off to Townsend. Emerson can't do anything with it. Now throws it into the backcourt. Schindler's got it. Kate to the line. Up and under, the little left-hand floater, no good. Rebound by Townsend. Over to Clark, Caroline with it, 4:30 to go here. Right side to Motto. Motto with it, with a screen from Townsend. Back to Townsend, on the block, spin,
hang.
No foul, loose ball, Briggs has got it for Marvin. They throw it right to Chappell. Ella with it all by herself. Gets it up top to Sheridan.
That was a great move by Townsend.
Now the right wing to Sheridan. Excuse me, Schindler with it.
Little
all
horns.
About the same size, all with ponytails.
Yeah.
Briggs along three, no good. Rebound by Ma. That's Bergman with it. Madison wants that rebounding crown. She better get to work. She's got six or seven already.
Yeah, she got six.
Left wing over to Citrin with 3:50 to go in the first half. Citrin with it. Lost her dribble. Up top to Motto. Bounce pass right side to Clark. A few dribbles. The three in the air. No good. Rebound by Douglas.
They're doing a good job making her take tough shots.
Briggs into the corner to Schindler. Kate, a long three. Got it again.
Starting to pull away just a little
13 bit. 13-8. Yep. A five-point lead. 30-second timeout. Weddington will keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Really like the timeout there. You've got to get this momentum stopped at this point. And I mean, here we are. Got to do a little math. 4.5 minutes into the quarter, and the Warriors haven't scored. They only scored 8 in the first quarter, but it was 3 more than what Marvin did.
It's an 8-0 run.
Right, and so now they're on an 8-0 run, and, I mean, that's pretty big in a game that's this low scoring. So, great timeout. Got to get something going offensively. And, again, I credit the Marvin D. I mean, I credit both Ds. No one's letting anyone get anything easy. You know, you got to.
Now, the lane has been plugged up on both sides.
It has. And, you know, the officials, they've been consistent. I mean, the fouls are 3-2 on the game.
And 2-1 this quarter.
2-1 this quarter. But, I mean, quarter. But I feel like they're really letting them go, and that makes it tough to score, too.
King across the timeline. High post to Motto. Back to King. Caroline with it. Lost the dribble. Now got it back. Still with that dribble. Now needs help. Gets it up top to Clark. Back to King right wing. King, pump fake, dribble drive. Lobs it underneath to Townsend. Is no good. Almost
know.
A block, I guess, by Lenahan. No call.
Oof.
Over to Briggs. Briggs into the front court, guarded by Clark up top between the circles. Left wing over to Laney Edwards, who is back in. Edwards, high post to Chappell, back to Edwards up top between the circles. Right wing over to Briggs. Back up top to Lenahan. Left side back to Edwards. Patience. Briggs can't get her the block on there. Now back up top to Robitaille. Bounce pass near side over to Lenahan.
And again, credit this Weddington defense. I mean, they're really into it.
Another stolen steal. Away by Citrin. Sidney on the left wing. Needs a guard. Gets it up top to King. 2:20 to go here in the half.
And now you desperately need a score. You got to run a good set here and get a good shot. A lot of hands.
Back door.
Nice pass.
Citrin up glass. Good.
Nice pass.
From Caroline Clark.
Man.
13-10 with 2:06 to go here. In the first half.
That was an excellent pass, a tough bounce pass.
Lenahan, now to Chappell. Wants the three, won't take it. Dribble drive baseline, cut off by Motto. Skip up top to Edwards, left side to Briggs. Into the corner to Robitaille. Now back up top to Briggs. Head fake, drive, bounce pass off of a Weddington foot, out of bounds. It'll stay, Mavs balls. Bailey Page checks back in. Natalie Poole's been out much of this second quarter.
Yeah. I think coach is trying to figure out, you know, what combo tonight is clicking the best. Offensively, that's tough.
Robitaille inbound it back to Chappell on the block. Can't do anything with it. Now to Robitaille. Kelsey back to Chappell. Shot glass, no.
Man.
Letting him play inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loose ball on the ground. Robitaille's got it. Gets it to Chappell up top to Briggs.
She got up, didn't she?
She did. Off of Lenahan in the corner. Can't do anything with it. Throws it off of King's leg. It'll stay. Mavs ball.
You can't stand up. I don't understand how they missed that.
Well, he's going to give an explanation to Coach Welch right there. And Lenahan will trigger it. Up top to Laney Edwards. Back to Lenahan. Kylie, the sophomore, through the legs on Motto. Back to Edwards up top. Right side back to Lenahan. A minute 15 to go here in the half. A fast first quarter and second quarter.
Defensive battle.
Back up top to Robitaille. Kelsey with the dribble. Can't go anywhere with it. Good defensive stop right here for Weddington.
Absolutely.
Lenahan, rise, fire, three. Got it.
And that's how you
Motto was right on her, too. Under a minute to go in a six-point Maverick lead, 16-10. King with it up top. Left side over to Citrin.
Need a bucket.
Now to Motto up top, 45 seconds to go. Right side over to Clark. Caroline, rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Lenahan.
They're making her work.
The last two threes she's taken have been good threes.
Not bad, but it's still tough off the dribble.
Chappell. Long. No good. Rebound by King. 25 seconds to go. Caroline right side. With that dribble still. Edwards on her. Needs some help.
Man,
gets it to Motto. 20 seconds to go.
I'd foul the heck out of him right now if I were Marvin.
Hands off to Paige.
I'd foul her. I would absolutely foul her and make him inbound right as they start to drive.
Page with it. Tomato right on now. The bucket. Got it.
Wow, nice.
Right on the block. It's 16-12 with three. 2-1, Chapel, no. And then at the end of one half of play, Marvin Ridge 16, Weddington 12. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook. Halftime of the girls' game between Marvin Ridge and Weddington with the Mavericks up 16-12. Not much math needed, but some a little bit. Just a little bit of math. Coach, what kind of math could you do tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't tough even for me tonight. So the leading scorer.
Carry the one.
Barely.
Yeah,
the leading scorer in the game is Schindler for Marvin, and she has six.
Two threes.
Briggs, three. Lanahan, three. Robitaille, two. And Chapel, two. And, I mean, that really, you know, again, as part of the Ella Chapel fan club, I mean, her having 2 points at half is just crazy to me.
Average is 16, 15 and a half, I think.
And credit this Weddington defense, you know. I mean, they've done a great job really making them work. I've been kind of impressed with how Briggs has played off the bench tonight. Like, her playing time, you know, it's tough. There's so many good guards in this team that are so, you know, comparable ability-wise. And her playing time seems like, to me, like it more one game, less another game. And I think, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong. I think it's probably appropriate. Anyways, I like the spark that she's given, only even though she only has one basket. She's got three assists, which, I mean, three assists when you got 16 points is pretty good. A couple rebounds, and I guess that's it. But, I mean, I feel like she's been a little energy, you know, positive energy for him. For Weddington, leading scorer, Bailey Page with five, Bergman with three, Motto with two, and Citron with two. So what stands out for me there is, I mean, first of all, Bailey Page only having five, but Caroline Clark hadn't scored tonight. And I'm going to say off the top of my head, she's probably gotten three or four shots up, maybe probably three.
Three is what I was thinking.
And all of them have been, I'm going to say, not forced isn't a good word, but she's had to, you know, pull up off the dribble. You know what I mean? It's not like she can catch and she
right,
had one
up.
That she caught down in the corner.
Right,
it was a pretty
but the
good
one,
shot.
The ones around top of the three-point arc, she was not.
Like,
and again, like the Marvin girls that are on her are long.
Oh,
so,
they are, and they're playing, you know, good defense on
they're
her.
Making
I credit
her
them, yeah.
Bounce out a little maybe beyond her. It's not like she's airballing. I mean, it's getting rim and stuff. It's just not in her rhythm.
But what she's having to do, those ones out top, you know, as you said, they're not bad shots. Like, they're open and they're not super deep, but it's still hard when you're going off the dribble for them, you know, because they are deep enough, you know. I mean, so credit both defenses. I'm really impressed with both defenses. Both offenses have been just super ugly, you know. I mean,
but
the chicken
also,
and the egg.
Also, there are
three
teams on that floor. Right?
Are you counting the officials?
That's what I'm counting the officials, and they've let them play inside.
Yeah.
I mean, they have.
And my biggest beef is when they don't call it consistent. So I'm not going to say that. I do think they've called it consistent, you know. I don't know that
you
I would
think
say.
There should have been more calls?
I do, okay. You know, on both ends. And I don't think it's really favored a team necessarily, you know.
No,
oh,
because
gosh,
they haven't
here
taken
comes trouble.
They haven't
here
taken
comes
advantage
trouble.
Of. They haven't taken advantage of it.
So
neither team.
No, and I don't think it's affected one of them more than the other, but I think it's made it really ugly with tough flow on the offense for both teams, you know. Maybe it's affected Marvin more because, you know, they're the favorite, if you will, and more high-powered offense. So maybe this style, you could argue, almost hurts them more, you know. So these are all my girls here, all my lady attack players. So. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the second half. I don't think the officials will probably start calling it any different,
yeah.
You know. And so they're going to have to grind it out, you know. They're going to have to grind it out, and we'll see who adjusts and how it goes.
We're going to take a break, come back with the second half between Marvin Ridge and Weddington with the Mavericks up 16-12. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. And we are back with a little bit of Demon Monkey there in the background.
Yeah, they haven't played much.
No, they haven't. From what I understand, they broke up and they got back together for this game. So, you know.
That could be true.
Before they could even make the album Rumors, they broke up.
A little Yoko Ono type thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, really. But
It'll be Robitaille, Edwards, Chappell, Lenahan, Schindler, Motto, Clark, Poole, Page, and Bergman. So your normal starters for Weddington,
yes,
are starting the second
and,
half.
And I think you call it the normal group for Marvin, too, right?
Yes, that is the normal group. It'll be Weddington ball starting the second half. Motto will trigger it to Clark into the backcourt across the timeline. Caroline with it. And we'll get the second half here underway. Clark with it. High post to Motto. On the block. Page. Up. Kick into the corner to Poole. Rise. Fire. Three. Missed everything. Lenahan with it. And she's fouled. It'll be on Bergman.
I got five rebounds for Lenahan. Oh, and the foul was on Bergman. And that is her first.
Across the timeline, into the corner to Robitaille. Back up top to Schindler. Marvin Ridge with it, moving right to left. That was Edwards with it. Skip back up to Schindler. Far corner to Robitaille. Won't go baseline, back up top to Schindler. Kate with it. Skip pass to Lenahan. She'll go baseline. Off to Chappell through the lane. Hard hit and the foul, plus the bucket.
And was Weddington playing a zone there? Am I?
That's what it looked like, and they got beat by it, and the foul's going to be on Page.
And if so, I'm not sure that's what I want to mess with. I don't know if I want to mess with success. You know, I mean, defense was definitely not the problem in the first half.
Chappell up, and the bucket is good for the bonus. 19-12. Lead is now 7. Mavericks up with 7:13 to go in the third. Pool across the timeline, right side to Bergman. Lenahan on her. They try
and
to trap her.
Now they're switching it up, yeah.
And foul or a jump ball is called.
Not going to call a foul.
It'll be.
And interesting to me, it looks like both coaches have changed up D's at half, when to me that wasn't the problem for either one of them.
Yeah, well, that's why you're here.
That's right.
And they're there.
That's right. Now, this isn't zone. This is.
Schindler over to Edwards. Back to Schindler on the right wing. Poole's going to cover her, and then you got Bergman up top on Lenahan. Kylie with the basketball right now. Through the legs, top of the key. Dribble drive, kick to Schindler. Kate with it. Motto on her, into the corner to Robitaille. Dribble back out top, reset. Lenahan skip. Schindler with it right wing. 6:30 to go in the third. Schindler wants the shot, won't take it. Back to Lenahan. She lost her dribble. High post to Chappell, left wing. Robitaille with it. Now to Schindler. Patience.
And again, this is great defense again by the Lady Warriors. Maybe they weren't zoned last time. Maybe a couple of them were a little confused, or maybe I was a little confused. I don't know.
I would say the latter.
That would not be shocking.
Right side over to Edwards. Back up top to Schindler in front of us. Back and forth, playing catch.
Really, really taking a lot of time.
Laney going to drive into the corner to Robitaille. High post to Chappell. She's not even looking at the basket to shoot. Schindler a three. Got it.
See, that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough because that took a dribble. You know, that wasn't an easy shot. Weddington needs a score.
Lead is 10 now. Right wing over to Bergman. Bergman with it. Ella. Page on the block. Bailey up shot. No.
Oh, man.
And a late whistle. But a whistle nonetheless. It'll be on Kate Schindler, her first.
So it looks like Marvin's just coming out trapping ball screens, at least for now, or trapping when they get a chance on the wings.
Page at the line for two. First one is good.
6 points for Bailey now.
5:35 to go.
First free throws of the night for Weddington right here, these two. And Marvin's only taken three, so don't get me wrong.
Page, the second one. Got it. 22-14. Lead is 8 for the Mavericks.
The two teams have combined to be 5-for-5.
Edwards over to Schindler across the timeline, into the corner to Robitaille. Back up top to Schindler. We had a shot clock. Here we go. They're asking Wedding to come out. Back into the corner to Robitaille. Cut off baseline. Back up top to Schindler. 5:10 to go here in the third. 22-14 Mavericks. Motto with a screen. Gets passed. Up on Schindler. Now to Robitaille. High post to Chappell. Back up top and throws it out of bounds. It'll be a turnover.
Yeah, I mean,
Coach Lenahan had one question. Where are you going?
I wish they had the shot clock. I like to reward.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, I know. You
Poole with it up top. Poole. To Bergman, Tomato. A three from the corner for Madison. Got it!
She wanted that. You could tell right away she was shooting that.
22-17.
Right? I mean, she's like this. Give me the ball. And she's like, catch. Boom.
Edwards across the timeline to Schindler.
You got to be careful letting Weddington hang around now. You know, they're getting some confidence, I think.
Back up top. Schindler with it between the circles. Motto on her. Robitaille, right wing. Kelsey goes baseline. Lost it. Now up top to Chappell. Ella at the elbow. Left wing. Lainey Edwards now to Lenahan. Kylie back to Schindler. Another three. In and out. No good. Rebound by Poole. And a little bit of transition right here for the first time in a while.
They need that.
But then they slow it up. Into the corner to Motto.
Need easy basket.
Madison down the lane. No. Rebound by Chappell.
I want to see Chappell getting more shots if I'm Marvin.
She's got opportunities. She's not even looking
at
the basket.
Yeah, she's not really. Right. She's not forcing anything. You know, she's not
making anything happen. She's not even looking to, like, have the defense.
Yeah.
Lenahan back up top to Schindler. Kate with it. At the elbow now to Robitaille. A little three-man weave here. Lenahan back into the corner to Schindler. Baseline off the glass up and good. No weak side help on that one.
And really right now, she's the only thing that's really making the difference in this game. 11 points for her out of the 24.
24-17, Mavs lead here. 3:30 to go in the third. On the block to Page. Bailey stolen away, but a foul is called. It'll be on, I believe, Lainey Edwards.
I think I would agree with that call under normal circumstances. I'm actually a little surprised they called it. But
Clark to Bergman to Poole up top. Back to Clark in the corner. On the block,
nice
Page.
Pass.
Lost it, got it back. A little push, blah, off the glass
right.
And good
right.
For Bailey Page.
That's tough over
She took the contact from Chappell.
That's tough. Tough.
And knocked it down, and it's 24-19 with 3:05 to go.
They're hanging in there.
Edwards hands off to Lenahan. Kylie with it, now to Edwards. No, keeps it herself into the corner. Robitaille with it now. Kelsey back to Edwards, or excuse me, Lenahan. Now to Schindler with a screen. Motto gets through it. Back up top. Lenahan with it. On the block to Chappell. Makes some room. Glass no good. Rebound by Page. They're letting him go. Normally that's
they
a foul
are.
Right there.
I'm telling you.
I'm not saying it's the right or wrong. But
exactly.
Clark a deep three. Front end no good.
I like
rebound by Lenahan.
Get a good shot off, but it's just tough. I got six rebounds for Lenahan.
Up top. They get it to Edwards. Back to Lenahan. Back up top to Edwards. Lainey with it. A screen from Chappell. She'll use it right wing.
Yep.
Pull up from 12. No good. Rebound by Poole.
Good D again.
Over to Motto. And Madison will walk it up.
Oh, man, I'd push it up.
And now she gets it across the timeline to Clark. Over to Bergman. Ella into the corner to Poole. Poole down the lane. Over to Page. Bailey through the lane. Shot no. Too strong. Rebound by Schindler.
That's the shot you want, though.
Kate wants to push. Across the timeline now with a minute 55 to go here. We're in the third.
You got Bailey Page going strong to her right there. And had a little opening. I'm kind of surprised it didn't go in.
Lenahan, a long three for Kylie, no good. Rebound by Clark. Caroline, across the timeline. Right wing to Poole.
Oh, I think Poole has
on the block to Page. They get it to her. Spin, hang, no. Rebound,
uh-uh.
No.
That shouldn't. He was going to count
he
it.
He was going to count
it. I think it hit the top there.
Yeah,
I think that should
he didn't say it, did.
Uh-uh.
He didn't, like,
You're
wave
right.
it off.
No, I think he was going to count it, and I don't think that would have been the right call. But doesn't matter.
Bailey Page at the line. Foul's going to be on Chappell, her first.
You know, the Warriors are really hanging in there right now, and they just need some points.
And there's one.
While they're doing such a good job holding them down. So now they cut it to four. Could cut it to three here.
This is the substitution that he went with earlier. Lenahan, you got Briggs, Douglas, and Sheridan back in.
It's really interesting. Now, I've really liked what Briggs has done.
Townsend back in along with Citron for Weddington.
Yeah.
24-20 with a minute 30 to go here. Page, the second one, no good. Rebound by Schindler. Gets it to Briggs. Jenny will push quickly across the timeline. Lenahan got behind the defense. Up and good.
You can't have that in a game like this.
26-20 Mavericks lead. A minute 15 to go.
Was that Sheridan with the assist?
It was. Clark up at the top. And a timeout is called by Coach Welch and the Warriors. With a minute 7 to go here, Mavericks up 26-20. We'll keep it right here, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah.
30-second timeout. There we go.
I like this timeout. You know, I think, I mean, you really need a bucket. I never – one of my many weaknesses, I was never real big on my sideline inbounds. I think that's really come a long way over the last few years. I think a lot of coaches have a lot of good sideline inbound plays. I never did. But if you've got –
usually, well, let's think about it. Just go into the backcourt. That's always your out.
That's what right? I mean, that's kind of what I did.
Right.
I mean, really,
which is fine.
It's fine, but if you got a good, you know, I know Coach Ellington utilizes some really good
ones. Sure. Well, he's got a kid that can dunk, so you run
right,
a back
right.
door. You know,
and
I mean,
so
you didn't have that.
Well, it looks like, okay, they just want to get a good set here.
Right.
They didn't run anything special. That's what I would have done
and
right
Marvin
there.
And Marvin didn't pressure it at all.
Right.
Didn't even put anybody on the ball.
But you get to call your best play right here.
Right.
I think it's going to be Caroline Clark making a pass and then cutting through a double screen would have been my
Bergman
guess.
Bergman into the corner.
Maybe
back
not.
Up top to Clark.
Maybe not. Okay.
Page and Douglas battling on the block. They lob it in, and the foul's going to be on Douglas.
Yeah, and they're battling in there. That's. I think that's kind of a tough call. I didn't see if she had her held or. It was a lot of contact both ways, though.
Looks like the 85 NBA Finals with Parrish and Jabbar.
Now if you get a foul, you're shooting two free throws if you're wet.
Citron all the way out top. Between the circles, now to Page. Careful with that pass.
I get it to Clark.
High post to Townsend. Back to Page. Bailey down the lane. No call. Lost it. Rebound by Douglas. Cadence is fouled. That one will be back on Page.
Now, that's not
a good foul.
It is a bad foul in the fact that that's her third foul.
Yep. That's what I don't like about it.
But you still have one more.
Well, to me, that's a frustration foul.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I think she's been frustrated. She feels like she's getting fouled a lot tonight, and I wouldn't disagree with her. You still got one foul to give here if you want to, if you're Weddington.
Briggs up top to Schindler.
Oh, she's going to hit the hand.
I'll tell you what.
You're playing with fire
her
there.
Her range is slowly.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't knock that down.
20 seconds to go up top back to Briggs between the circles. Lenahan baseline. Step back, won't do anything. Douglas on the cut through,
nice
up
cut.
And good.
Nice cut.
And the vision to see that cutter. 28-20, 7-6. Left side to Page. Page drive Ooh. Blocked by Sheridan, and that'll do it at the end of three quarters of play. Marvin 28, Weddington 20. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
That was my moment again, I thought, and I didn't.
I know what you're asking for, but think about how many dead things we've done.
I just thought that was a thing. I thought it was the end of the third quarter thing.
No, see what? You show up on Monday and we'll do it. 8 minutes are on the clock. It's 28-20 Marvin Ridge. Weddington will start off with the basketball in this fourth and final quarter of regulation. Clark into the backcourt, across the timeline. Schindler up on her a little bit. Right side, over to Bergman with a screen from Townsend. Lobs it underneath, knocked away by Sheridan.
I do like the defense that Sheridan's
got to be
tonight.
A better pass. Briggs left side, over to Lenahan. Kylie with it. On the block to Douglas. Back up top to Sheridan. Into the corner, Schindler, pump fake, now dribbles back out top. Caroline King will check in on the next dead ball. Briggs, right side, back to Sheridan. Kate with it, lost her dribble, now over to Briggs. Briggs up top, Schindler, can't get free, now to Sheridan.
Very patient
down the lane,
again.
Leaves it off to Douglas on the block, shot up and good.
And she's a brute down there if she can get that left-handed shot up. But you got to get a score. Weddington needs a score here.
Lead is 10 now with Citron up top. Over to Townsend now between the circles. Left wing over to Bergman, into the corner. Clark, pump fake, baseline. Gives it back to Motto got away with a walk. Gets it on the cross court over to Citron. Sydney going to drive. Tipped out of bounds off Schindler. It'll be Warrior basketball as Paige and King check in for Weddington with 6:51 to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, this Marvin defense has just been so solid all night. You know, not necessarily getting a lot of steals, but just staying solid, not giving anything easy up.
Confusion on substitution on who's coming out and going in.
Gotcha.
Citron right wing.
That used to always drive me crazy.
I mean, it happens at every boys, girls, whatever. Who are you going in for? Tell them.
Yes.
Clark with it, left wing, lost the
dribble. I would lose my mind on those.
And I've seen Coach Ford and Ellington.
Yeah.
King on the block. Briggs on her. On the block, back to Page. Up, shot, fouled by Sheridan.
I think she got her with
the block
body.
Was good, but she did get her with the
that's
body.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. I think it was a pretty good foul call. I just don't think that...
Well, Porter Ridge girls win 68-31.
Whoa.
They've expressed their... They flexed their authority.
They did.
Up and good for Page.
They were leaving no doubt tonight, huh?
If Marvin pulls this one out, they will both be a number one. They will both be have the same record in the conference and require a coin flip tomorrow morning to discuss and to figure out who's going to be the number one seed.
So 12 points for Bailey Page after making the second one there. 12 of the 22. Weddington's got to get something from somebody else.
Lenahan up top to Schindler. 6:10 to go here in the game. Schindler with it. Motto comes out and starts the five count. Now left wing over to Briggs. Jenny with it. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
Ooh. Yeah, and
cannot let her alone.
And Clark got picked off on the screen there, and nobody helped her out.
King across the timeline. Back door, bad pass. Stolen away by Schindler. Kate across the timeline. 11-point lead for the Mavericks.
Yep, and as premium as it has been to try to get a score for these Lady Warriors, they got to get stops and scores soon.
Douglas up top, into the corner to Sheridan, skip up top to Schindler at the volleyball line. Hands off to, nope, she does not hand off, although they thought that she did, as did I. Back up top to Briggs.
They're already going to take their sweet time here, you know. It's
Douglas, hands off back to Lenahan. King on her, behind the back, couldn't get it. Lost her dribble. Back up top to Sheridan. Now to Briggs again between the circles. Now to Schindler, right wing. 5:05 to go here in the game.
Quite a student section over there for the Green Machine tonight.
Douglas, baseline. Skip pass into the corner to Briggs. Jenny on the block back to Douglas. Up. Can't go anywhere with it.
Yep.
Stolen away, but a foul is called. It'll be on Caroline King.
Very late call there. Very late. Not really arguing that it, I think it probably was a good foul call, but that's one of your biggest pet peeves, I know, those late calls.
Citrin out. Bergman back in for Weddington with 4:53 to go here. Up 11, the Mavs are, 33-22. Lenahan. All the way out, 5 second. No, we got a timeout called by Coach Lenahan. Close to that 5 second violation.
And you know me, I love saving a turnover on with a timeout. So I mean, I think that's a great call because that was trouble.
To appease you, we're going to take a break and we'll come back.
Fair enough.
UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel. And 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's me.
What?
Your part is supposed to say that's Ryan Cook.
I don't remember that part.
4:53
to go here. Meetings are adjourned. Cook is happy that he got his song played. What are we taking requests?
My water. Got to guard my water.
Lenahan up top. Throws it right to
the
Colonel.
Table. Oh, boy.
Who gets out of the way like a well-intentioned.
Lieutenant
Nobody
Colonel.
Saw that coming. Huh?
Nobody
saw that.
You got to be ready next time. Ready to catch that and shoot.
We are not responsible for any injuries from the batted ball. King will bring it up for Weddington with 4:45 to go in the contest. Caroline with it. Lost her dribble. Up top, they get it to Motto. Now to King. King with it. Page is on the block. Lenahan's like shading down. Now she's got her. Down to Bailey Page, up and no good. Rebound goes under the corner. Caroline Clark's got it. And she'll go baseline, gives it off to Page. Kick pass over to Bergman a three. Missed everything. Douglas with the rebound. Loose ball. Motto's got it. Put back is good.
All right.
And looks like Clark and Douglas what got happened? Tied up. 33-24 with 4:13 to go here.
Little half-court trap, maybe.
Briggs across the timeline to Schindler. Skip up top to Sheridan, almost by Clark, into the backcourt.
I don't think it was deflected, yeah.
Nope, it was not. It was off her knee.
I don't think it was, right? Coach is arguing, but I don't think it was.
I think Clark missed it.
I think so, too. I think he's right.
Motto will trigger to our right. Up top into the front court. Clark with it now. 4 minutes to go in the game. 33-24. Clark drive, kick to Bergman.
I want to see her shoot that on the drive. Get through there and take it up.
Motto this time. She'll drive. Leaves it for Bergman. Not a good pass. Ella's got it. They got Douglas on that far wing against Clark.
I'd skip it over to her if you could.
Page, left wing. There's no movement.
No.
Page, no dribble. Motto with it, high post. Turn, shot, no. Rebound, Douglas.
That's not really, she just kind of threw that up.
Yep.
Douglas's fifth rebound.
Briggs into the corner to Schindler. Kate with it up top, 3:20 to go. 33-24, Mavericks lead.
And you know they can take clock.
Sheridan into the corner. She'll dribble into the corner. Back up top to Schindler.
Well, you can see they've really spread it out there, and they're not afraid to keep it out.
Back to Sheridan. Bumped, then the call is late, but a bump there was.
Yeah, there definitely was, and you kind of want
first,
that almost,
first
I think.
Foul of the quarter.
Yeah.
And we got second, 3-0.
Is it? Okay, they're not put it up yet?
Nope. No, that's the first foul of the quarter. No, there you go.
Okay, second
foul. On the block, Sheridan up and good.
Man. That hurts. That was easy.
35-24, back to an 11-point lead for Marvin.
Well-run inbound play.
Conference tournament begins next week. It will be Weddington against Cuthbertson.
And that was what? Lanahan with the
steal. Now up top to Briggs. Right side over to Schindler.
That clock's going to start being your enemy if you're Weddington.
Weddington's Sun Valley on Monday. I apologize. At 6 p.m. We'll bring you that game. I will bring you that game.
That is true.
Briggs with it up top. Left side to Lanahan. 2:25 to go. And, Coach, I got a feeling you're just going to run this thing down.
Yeah.
I mean, they're.
Yeah, there's got to be urgency on D now, which is really tough.
Sheridan to Schindler. Into the corner. Back up top to Sheridan. Sheridan back to Kate Schindler.
Yep. You pretty much got a foul.
Tipped out of bounds off King. It'll stay Marvin Ball.
You pretty much got to start fouling now.
Pool
in. Say it.
Laney Edwards in.
I mean, 2:07 left and only two team fouls. You got to make three fouls to even get him on the line. Whoa. Why did they start play with the girl not off the court yet?
He tried to call time, but nobody saw him. But he does have a whistle. Douglas with it right side. Up top to Schindler. Kate with it. Clark on her. Over to Briggs. And Briggs is fouled by Caroline King.
Now, I like that. That's exactly what I want right now is like, I want to tell him, you know, get up and go hard for steals and foul if you don't get it.
Laney Edwards will trigger it to our left. Nope, timeout is called by Coach Welch and the Warriors. Full timeout with a minute 52 to go here. We'll take a break so Ryan can get his music again. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there?
It's Matt
That's
Abrig.
Ryan Cook.
No, that's it's me. Matt.
That's Ryan Cook, okay. The senior dad.
All right, fair enough.
Page, King, Poole, Motto, Clark, Sheridan, Edwards, Douglas, Schindler, and Briggs. Into the backcourt, Marvin Ridge will inbound it to Kate Schindler, and Kate will bring it across the timeline. Right to left with a minute 45 to go in the contest. Up 11. Hands off to Briggs. King up on her now. Motto, they throw a double team at her. Sheridan lost it, but goes right to Laney Edwards. Back up top, Douglas on that right wing. A minute 30 to go.
Yeah, they're not shooting the ball. Smart.
Edwards with it up top. They've got to pressure that.
Yep.
Back up top to Briggs. Jenny with it. A minute 20 to go.
Definitely trap any ball hand, any ball screens or hand. Right there, that's got to be a trap. Yep.
Schindler.
Right
there. Yep. Oh, and with the steal, but a foul is called.
And then of all the fouls to call, I don't know.
It'll be on Natalie Poole again. Monday, Weddington girls will take on Sun Valley. In the conference tournament, first round.
Yeah, yeah. Which they've split on the year, but last time Sun Valley really dominated.
They really had issues with, or Clark really had issues against their defense.
Yeah.
Right side to Briggs, into the corner to Douglas, up top to Schindler. Kate is fouled by Bergman with a minute 5 to go.
Yeah. That's the tough thing about them not calling hardly any fouls all game long. Then you need to foul in the end, you know. It's like...
Schindler up and no good. 35-24 with a minute 5 to go here as Citron back in. Bergman comes out. A few dribbles. Schindler will measure it. Knock that one down. 36-24.
And Schindler's got 12 on the night, leading all scorers.
Clark across the timeline. Up top. Not a page. Bailey a three. Missed everything. Tried to save it out of bounds. Was Clark, and it was not able to do that.
Yeah, I guess at this point you got to get up in full court pressure.
Bergman back in. Citron comes out.
Or not, I guess. Well, are we conceding it? I'd get up.
I would say offensively they are because that shot was ill-advised.
Yeah.
Cross court to Douglas. Cadence with it into the corner. Up top, Schindler with it. 45 seconds to go.
If Bergman gets after it.
And they're letting her get after it.
Yeah, they could be fouls.
Douglas
already
into the backcourt, over and back. Yeah. Turnover.
Uh-oh.
Weddington basketball.
Watch it. Douglas was getting a little chippy.
Motto will trigger it. Another timeout by Weddington. Full timeout by the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean,
36.2 seconds to go, 36-24.
You know, it's pretty academic at this point, but, you know, you don't stop playing. You got the ball, so, I mean, try to get a quick three and another timeout to get up in pressure, you know. I mean, don't
I know
up.
You're trying to be positive, but they haven't shot a quick three all night.
I know. Well, and again, I mean, right, credit that Marvin defense.
Sure, but not just Clark. I'm talking Paige, Motto.
Right. No,
you know, they each
they
got one each, but Clark is – she hasn't scored, right?
Clark has not scored. No. Two rebounds, two assists, and a steal.
If she finishes with no points, that's the second time this season she has not scored. And
I
think
believe it.
The game against Marvin the last time, I don't think she scored.
Was it?
I believe so.
Credit that defense. I'm telling you, though, this Weddington, the green machine is out in full force tonight. I mean,
They're on the floor.
Yeah, they
in
are.
Front.
I mean, there's a whole row on
They're
the
going
to
move them, I would assume,
I would
once
imagine,
the boys' game
I would
starts.
Imagine, but they're not doing it for the girls right now. So
no, they're
know.
Not.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I'm. If I noticed that, I'd probably ask the officials about it.
You're that kind of coach.
Yeah,
I
am.
Motto
I mean,
will trigger. No, you're right.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean,
guess if
Marvin,
the ball was being inbounded over there, they'd do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Clark to Motto on the left right wing. On the block to Paige,
boy.
And not sure where she was throwing it to. But it's a turnover, and it's Weddington, Marvin Ball.
Yeah, you're going to get this senior
pool
back in.
Yeah, a pool out, Gabby Parsons in.
So now you got
Clark
the three
out.
Seniors, Bergman and King.
But
and
this
Parsons.
Is not their last game. They will play in the conference tournament on Monday.
True. Probably
and there
last
is a
home
chance,
game,
yeah.
Well, it will be their
it
last
It will be
game.
Their last home game. They inbound to Schindler. Schindler with 30 seconds to go is hit from behind. And Parsons gets a foul call.
I don't know about that. I think she kind of fell into her. It looked bad, but it looked
They're going to say intentional.
It looks. I mean, I don't know.
Schindler up and good on the first.
I don't know. It definitely was a hard foul. I kind of felt like she almost fell into her, you know. Do you call that intentional or not?
I don't call it intentional, but Kate Schindler didn't just fall into her.
No. I meant Parsons kind of like fell into her, I thought.
Well, what his response was she didn't make a play for the ball.
I mean, I can see that. I just didn't feel like, I don't know. I mean, everyone knows you're trying to intentionally foul.
Right, but, I mean, Kristen Dula's in for the first time tonight with 26.3 seconds to go. It really doesn't matter at this point.
No. Who's coming out? Like to kind of clap for the seniors. Yeah, you got some tears on that sideline.
Into the backcourt to Schindler. Schindler is fouled by Page.
And now,
with 22.9 seconds to go.
I'd almost do the swan song with each senior. I don't know. Or what I liked, if it worked out, was you'd give the colonel here a heads up and say, hey, I'm going to bring all my seniors out on this one. And then he'd say, you know, let's hear it for the
Schindler
seniors.
Up and good.
You know, that's what you do if you can, I think. But.
Schindler again. Second one is good.
She's been the star of the game, no question.
40-24.
So, 14, 16. 16 points for Schindler tonight, which is a lot in a game with only 40 points scored.
Page across the timeline down to 18, 17, 16. Dribble drive down the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound by Sheridan. And she is fouled by Page.
Yeah, I think now it's kind of, don't know that you need to be fouled at this point. You don't ever want to quit, but.
Okay. 10.1 seconds to go. Don't forget the boys will be after this one. Emerson Townsend in. Is that Paige's fifth?
That's what I thought they announced. I was looking up there because I had it as her fourth, but either way, it looks like she's done.
So Kate Sheridan at the line. First one up and no good.
It's going to be a late night.
They're going to try to get Gabby a three. Miss Parsons. Second one up and no good. Rebound by Krista Doulis. Over to Poole. Parsons. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Sheridan, and that'll do it. It's a final. Marvin wins it. Ties for the conference, 40-24. We'll take a break.